The belief that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the seal of the prophets, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, is central to Islam, meaning he is the final prophet. This idea raises important questions about what does this term, seal of prophet, mean for humanity. This show looks at key questions about the finality of prophethood, its purpose, and its relevance to today's life. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, of course, and here we are in the Viewpoint Studio from IRIB English Radio. This is Sayyid Ali, the host, and I'm honored to have on the right side of the studio here, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And dear brother Ali, good to have you here, dear brother.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Great to have you here, both of you. So let's cut to the chase and start having this discussion about of this concept, because we are getting closer to the Eid al-Mab'ath, and I guess this is appropriate to talk about a little bit about the prophethood and the prophet itself as well. The question comes to my mind is that if God decided not to send more prophets, how are people supposed to, you know, stay guided to today and find the true path, the right path of guidance?
Well, we have in Quran, I think the Quran has answered this question of yours earlier. Allah ya'lamu hayth yaj'alu risalat. Allah knows how to put his message and to actually make his message reach these creatures and servants. I mean, he knows. If it's just to make it more understandable, a person or let's say a factory that is making car knows the requirements and needs of that car that has been made by the car.
The case we're dealing with is like we have like more than 1 billion, 2 billion people of like pagans, which they don't believe in Abrahamic faith. So how do you call the management?
Look, I want to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already provided us with the plan, with the project. If it depends on us to accept or not, or to reject it. So the problem is that this chain of guidance is not going to be cut. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already thought about this. Definitely the planner have devised a good solution for that. What is that? For the early prophets, they had some preachers. For example, if there was an ulul azm prophet like Musa alayhi salam, there were plenty of other prophets who came in different areas and areas and regions and promoted the religion of Musa alayhi salam. But the same happened, I mean, if we have 12 imams at the time of Musa, we had 12 naqibs or nuqaba, right? Yeah. So if we had, for example, if we have the concept of imamate or imamah here in Islam, so we had something like that with Hawariyun, the companions of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, or Jesus the Prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the Day of Judgment have actually provided this guidance and this line and this chain of guidance alive and active.
But do we
if the Prophet is not there, but the Imams are there?
I mean,
the
successors of them
who are infallible.
Do we have access to these Imams?
So the accessibility to the holy to the Imams is another issue that needs to be discussed somewhere else. But definitely yes. If so, what is the what is the usage of something which is not accessible? Definitely it should be accessible, but the kind of access is different. So at the time of, I mean, earlier Imams, that people had, I mean, very close access to the Imams. I mean, they could see them, contact them, and ask them, take the answers, or whatever was needed as the Islamic leaders. But at the time of our last Imam, which I think this is something that I'm just explaining between parentheses. So it is something like, as it has been likened in hadith and narrations, as the sun behind the cloud. So do you want to say that the sun behind the cloud has no functionality? Definitely, it has some functionality. And this functionality is there. I mean, it's always the sun behind the cloud, always gives this its benefits to the inhabitants of the earth.
So how about those 2 billion that I mentioned already? Like, who's going to take responsibility for their redemption?
Well, as I said, the guidance is there, brother. Look, it's something like, for example, this question could be asked at the beginning of the creation from Cabil or Qabil. So why don't you accept, the guidance of the Father who is the Prophet of God, and you are sure that he has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I mean, the reasons and arguments for him was much more stronger for the people today.
How
right?
come?
Definitely, because people, I mean, if they want to accept, I mean, the tool of guidance is there available. So it depends on us, or depend of the people. It depends on the people to take it or to reject it.
Sure.
So I want to say the guidance is that the book is the religion is the. So it's something that, I mean, who is in the world that has not heard of, for example, the Abrahamic religions? And I mean, do they have any duty to search about them, to think about them, to ponder on them, and to select the best of them? So I want to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left his creatures and servants without any plan for their religiosity or for their, I mean, for as their role as a creature in the world. Mm-hmm. So this guidance has been provided and is not going to be cut, and it has been from the day one of the creation till today. And it will end till, inshallah, the end of this world. So this pack, this comprehensive pack that has been provided, which we call it religion, has been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is at hand. I mean, it is accessible. Uh-huh. So it depends on human beings. So if we want to say, so why this, why, I mean, this question is something like this, that why majority of people agree with that, for example, wretched person. And for example, why majority of people are silent in the issue of Gaza and Palestine?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this, so we want to say that the genocide is there. People are watching it. So if some are indifferent toward this issue, so it doesn't make sense that the majority of people are in the right. So we don't want to say that we believe that the rest of the world are in wrong, but it depends. I mean, the message is that whoever is interested can come and take from it.
Thank you so much. Dear brother Muhammad, there's this movement called Bobby sects that they believe that the seals of prophets that we talked about early on does not mean the end of all prophets, or that prophecy ended with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, or they claim, that the independent prophets with new laws can still come, but those prophets who follow other prophets, as dear brother Ali mentioned, and those prophets who get inspired through dreams, those have ended, like the Khatmul Anbiya, they claim that is the case. They argue that the seal of prophets does not mean the end of apostles and Rasulan, right? So how do you respond to that? Do you agree with this argument?
So first of all, I think it's a good time to take a look at the geopolitical background of many of these emerging, I would call it, deviations from Islam.
Let's do that.
If you look at the geopolitical aspect of it, you'd understand even the Ahmadis, the Qadianis, the Baha'is, all of these, they emerge from an agenda, a political agenda. And you'd find more than likely it's the case that the West is behind it. Usually the British colonialists were behind the Ahmadis and Qadianis, because it was the Muslims who revolted against them in India. And when they realized that they can use religion as a tool to calm the Muslims down and say, okay, look, why are you fighting with the British? Uh-huh. They're the ones who built the roads for us. They're the ones who gave us train stations and so on. And that way, a lot of that revolution was kind of calmed. Likewise, with an agenda, they tried to deviate the Muslims, and especially the Shias in Iran as well, with the Baha'is and so on. Now, they had to come up with some form of deviations from within the religion, because they can't bring in something new from outside. Uh-huh. And the best way they can do is usually by bringing misinterpretations to the verses and the riwayat of the Noble Qur'an. The verses of the Noble Quran, the riwayat of the Aim and the Ma'asumeen. And so that's what they did for Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Uh-huh. Now, first of all, to understand Khatam, I mentioned previously, Khatam itself means the ring that is used to seal the last the message, that uh-huh. the letters that are being sent. Uh-huh. And that seal is used to verify where the message is coming from, who has written that.
May I have a complimentary point on that? The means that you have provided for the Khatam is true, bro, but they are not, I mean, the main meanings, in if we check the dictionaries or mufradat of knowledgeable and famous books, well-known dictionaries and from knowledgeable teachers. One of the meaning of that is that Khatam, the ring that is being put on in hands as an ornament, but this is, a second or a third meaning of that. But the main meaning that all the dictionaries have agreement on is the something that ends something. Mm-hmm. Right? So even with that, we want to say even, yes, this is an ornament. The Holy Prophet of Islam was the ornament among all the prophets. We can interpret it in this way. But when we see that the majority of the meanings in Mufradat and in diction is sick, and emphasize that this means something that ends the an issue, an affair, so it means that he is the end of all the prophets. Yes, Khatam has other meanings as well. It might mean something that is proving the letters at the end, right? So proving the letter does not necessarily mean something that ends it, right? Yes. So it means it signifies the end. It proves the content of that letter. Mm-hmm. But some came actually to misuse this concept, again, this translation of it, mm-hmm. or this meaning of it, to say, okay, the Prophet is not Khatamul Anbiya. He came to just approve the earlier prophets, mm-hmm. right? So we don't want to say that. Yeah, that's he right. approves the earlier prophets, true, that's but right. he is, again, the seal of the Prophet. I mean, mm-hmm. the end of the Prophet. Yeah. The finality is emphasized here. Sorry that's for sure. interruption.
That complimentary comment was actually a necessary one. Yes, in Arabic language, a word can have multiple meanings, mm-hmm. and likewise, in for example, when it comes to wali, wilaya,
yeah,
the same thing goes for Imam Ali. The Shias, the followers of Ahlulbayt, they come to say about how wilaya means the authority, and the brothers of the Ahlul Sunnah brothers, they say that it means friendship and so on. Now, with regards to, I want to emphasize in the same meaning of the ring being the seal, the uh-huh. seal of the prophets, because uh-huh. that is where the main argument has arisen. If you say the seal because it's beautiful and so on, but if you look into the actual meaning, khatam, the word khatam is used for seal because it finishes. And khatam, as Brother Ali mentioned, the actual meaning is because it's a way in which something is concluded.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So that's why it's used for that seal. Thank now, you. The other point that you mentioned about Nabiyeen, apostles and prophets, the difference between them.
Yeah.
Now, to understand this, a prophet needs to be an apostle. Nabi is something, a status lower than the status of prophet. Nabi is a status lower than the Rasul. Mm. And so if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal and the final of all the apostles, then automatically, more so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that what? Then the prophets are not going to be there after the Nabi as well, because for a prophet, for a Rasul to be Rasul, has to be a Nabi as well.
So it was not the case. They cannot use it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you so much. Before we getting more into these beautiful linguist discussions, I have to put an end and khatm to this discussion, I guess. So I hope you like it, dear audiences. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullah.
شفعة أنا لها أنا